In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Our sins unto God our Father, beseeching Him in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ to grant us forgiveness. Our help is in the name of the Lord. I said I will confess my sins unto the Lord.
Confess unto thee all my sins and iniquities, with which I have ever offended thee, and justly deserve thy temporal and eternal punishment. But I am heartily sorry for them, and sincerely repent of them. And I pray thee of thy boundless mercy, and for the sake of the holy, innocent, bitter sufferings and death of thy beloved Son, Jesus Christ, to be gracious and merciful to me, a poor sinful being.
Upon this, by virtue, upon your confession, I, by virtue of my office as a called and ordained servant of the Word, announce unto you the grace of God, and in the stead and by the command of my Lord Jesus Christ, I forgive you all your sin, in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Leave me not, neither forsake me. O God of my salvation, the Lord is my light and my salvation. Whom shall I fear?
Beginning is now and ever.
be with you.
And with thy spirit.
Let us pray. O God, who hast prepared for them that love thee such good things as pass men's understanding, pour into our hearts such love toward thee that we, loving thee above all things, may obtain thy promises which exceed all that we can desire. Through Jesus Christ, your Son, our Lord, who lives and reigns with you, ever one God, world without end. Amen. From the Augsburg Confession, presented to His Majesty Charles V at the Imperial Meeting in Augsburg in June of 1530. The Marriage of Priests, Article 23. It is also evident that in the ancient church, priests were married men, for Paul says in 1 Timothy that a bishop should be chosen who is the husband of one wife. And in Germany, 400 years ago, for the first time, the priests were violently compelled to lead a single life, who indeed offered such resistance that the Archbishop of Maecenas, when about to publish the Pope's decree concerning this matter, was almost killed in the tumult raised concerning by the enraged priests. And so harsh was the dealing in the matter that not only were marriages forbidden for the future, but also existing marriages were torn asunder, contrary to all laws, divine and human, contrary even to the canons themselves, made not only by the popes, but by the most celebrated synods. Moreover, many God-fearing and intelligent people in high station are known frequently to have expressed misgivings that such enforced celibacy and depriving men of marriage, which God himself has instituted and left free to men, has never produced any good results, but has brought on many great and evil vices and much iniquity. The Old Testament reading from the prophet Jeremiah chapter 16. Therefore, behold, the days come, saith the Lord, that it shall no more be said, the Lord liveth, that brought up the children of Israel out of the land of Egypt, but the Lord liveth, that brought up the children of Israel from the land of the north and from all the lands whither he had driven them. And I will bring them again into their land that I gave unto their fathers. Behold, I will send for many fishers, saith the Lord, and they shall fish them. And after I will send for many hunters, and they shall hunt them from every mountain and from every hill and out of the holes of the rocks. For mine eyes are upon all their ways. They are not hid from my face, neither is their iniquity hid from mine eyes. And first I will recompense their iniquity and their sin double, because they have defiled my land. They have filled mine inheritance with the carcasses of their detestable and abominable things. O Lord, my strength and my fortress and my refuge, in the day of affliction, the Gentiles shall come unto thee from the ends of the earth. And they shall say, surely our fathers have inherited lies, vanity, and things wherein there is no profit. Shall a man make gods unto himself, and they are no gods? Therefore, behold, I will this once cause them to know. I will cause them to know mine hand and my might, and they shall know my name is the Lord. Our epistle reading from this morning from the first letter of the Apostle Peter, chapter 3, verses 8 through 15. Finally, be ye all of one mind, having compassion one of another, love as brethren, pitiful, be courteous, not remembering evil for evil or railing for railing, but contrariwise blessing, knowing that ye are thereunto called, that ye should inherit a blessing. For he that will love life and see good days, let him refrain his tongue from evil and his lips, that they may speak no guile. Let him eschew evil and do good. Let him seek peace and ensue it. For the eyes of the Lord are over the righteous, and his ears are open unto their prayers. But the face of the Lord is against them that do evil. And who is it that will harm you if you be followers of that which is good? But, and if ye suffer for righteousness' sake, happy are ye, and be not afraid of their terror, neither be troubled. But sanctify the Lord God in your hearts, and be ready always to give an answer to every man that asketh you a reason of the hope that is in you with meekness and fear. So far our epistle reading. Now when he had left speaking, he said to Simon, "Launch out into the deep and let down your nets for a draught." And Simon, answering, said to him, "Master, we have toiled all night and have taken nothing. Nevertheless, at thy word, I will let down the net." And when they had this done, they enclosed a great multitude of fishes, and their nets brake. And they beckoned to their partners, which were in the other ship, that they should come and help them. And they came and filled both ships, so that they began to sink. When Simon Peter saw it, he fell down at Jesus' knees, saying, "Depart from me, for I am a sinful man, O Lord." For he was astonished, and all that were with him, at the draught of the fishes which they had taken. And so was also James and John, the sons of Zebedee, which were partners with Simon. And Jesus said to Simon, "Fear not, from henceforth thou shalt catch men." And when they had brought their ships to land, they forsook all and followed him. For far our reading from the gospel. Confess our faith together in the words of the Nicene Creed. I believe in one God,
the Father Almighty, maker of heaven and earth, and of all things visible and invisible, and in one Lord Jesus Christ, the only begotten Son of God, begotten of his Father before all worlds, God of God, light of light, very God of very God, begotten, not made, being of one substance with the Father, by whom all things were made, who for us men and for our salvation came down from heaven, and was incarnate by the Holy Ghost of the Virgin Mary, and was made man, and was crucified also for us under Pontius Pilate. He suffered and was buried, and the third day he rose again according to the Scriptures. and ascended into heaven, and sitteth on the right hand of the Father. And he shall come again with glory to judge both the quick and the dead, whose kingdom shall have no end. And I believe in the Holy Ghost, the Lord and giver of life, who proceeds from the Father and the Son, who with the Father and the Son together is worshipped and glorified, who spake by the prophets. And I believe on the Holy Christian and Apostolic Church. I acknowledge one baptism for the remission of sins, and I look for the resurrection of the dead and the life of the world to come. Amen.
Peter at Jesus' knees
fear and trembling. My mind goes to Isaiah chapter 6, where Isaiah describes his call to be a prophet. And that, of course, is what that hymn was all about. Isaiah puts it in these words. In the year that King Uzziah died, I saw the Lord sitting on a throne, high, lifted up. And in the train of his robe filled the temple. Above it stood seraphim. Each one had six wings. With two he covered his face. With two he covered his feet. And with two he flew. And one cried to another and said, Holy, holy, holy is the Lord of hosts. The whole earth is full of his glory. And the posts and the door were shaken by the voice of him who cried out. And the house was filled with smoke. Then I said, Woe is me, for I am undone, because I'm a man of unclean lips, and I dwell in the midst of a people of unclean lips. For my eyes have seen the Lord of hosts. The writer to the Hebrews says it is a fearful thing to fall into the hands of the living God. I think that kind of fear that overcame Isaiah is what Peter is dealing with in our gospel reading. Not, I am undone, as Isaiah says, but depart from me, for I am a sinful man. Confronted with the very presence of deity, human being cannot help but realize what he is by comparison and where he stands on his own in the presence of God and in the thinking and judgment of the Lord. We gather in the Lord's presence. He's promised, where two or three are gathered together, there I am in also. But it's not a tangible presence that we can feel here, like Peter heard the voice of the Lord. That fear that struck both Isaiah and Peter only comes to me, at least, when I am confronted with the fact of my problem in my relationship with God is not what I do, but who and what I am. That I am not a sinner because I do bad things, but that I do bad things because I am a sinner. For Isaiah, his fear is set aside, and he is made fitting for his calling by God's efforts. He sends one of his seraphim. One of the seraphim flew to me, having in his hand a live coal, which he had taken with tongs from the altar. And he touched my mouth with it and said, Behold, this has touched your lips. Your iniquity is taken away, and your sin is purged. And Isaiah, by God's effort and doing, is made acceptable and fitting for his calling. We see that same kind of approach with Peter. He, in his terror, asks the Lord to leave him alone. Jesus' word to Peter is, Fear not, There's a problem with that. It has to do with the original language, the Greek text of our New Testament. In our English, it sounds like a command. Fear not. It's not. For you grammarians out there, it's not an imperative. It's a present indicative, fronted by the Greek me of negation. Hey, got all that? You are fearing. You're horrified. Somehow that it negates that. It's not necessarily, you know, it's not a command. This is a word of comfort. It's the exact same grammatical form and words that are used by the angel to the shepherds when they're terrified at the revelation of the birth of God's Son in human form. It's not a command. It's a recognition that you're already terrified, and an invitation, maybe, to not be so. Is this technically Peter's call to be an apostle? Isaiah was called to be a prophet. The Lord made him fitting for it and called him to it. Is this technically Peter's call, or is it later? I don't know where theologians would argue with me, and so I won't argue. I'd say in my view, this is the call, but who knows technically what and when Peter's call occurs. Is it later, beneath the cross, as his Lord is suffering the horror of crucifixion, there where Peter recognizes the horror of human sin that requires that of God's Son to correct it? Or is it after the resurrection, when Christ reinstates Peter to his call to be a disciple and an apostle by the lake, where he tells him to feed his sheep? Or how about on Pentecost, when Peter stands up boldly and tells that same Sanhedrin that had condemned Christ to the cross, and by fear of whom Peter had denied that he even knew Jesus 3 times, he speaks to that same Sanhedrin of the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, whom you crucified, he said. Now that's an apostle, regardless of technically when his call comes. Peter's called to be an apostle, Isaiah a prophet. You and I, what is our calling? We don't have the authority of an apostle or a prophet, and thankfully, neither do we have the burden of that responsibility. But if you're wondering what our calling is, how would it be if we had the word of an apostle to kind of lay that out for us? How about the Apostle Peter? Did you notice what he had to say in our epistle reading this morning? He lays it all out quite clearly, I think. Finally, all of you be of one mind, having compassion for one another, love as brothers, be tender-hearted, be courteous, not returning evil for evil or reviling for reviling, but on the contrary, blessing, knowing that you were called to this, that you may inherit a blessing. Regardless of what our calling, our occupation, mother, father, farmer, whatever those might be, our calling as God's people is as a member of the body of Christ, living our life as a member of the body of Christ. Your very daily living is a witness. Your membership in the body of Christ, the Holy Christian Church, speaks to the world of the salvation God has provided in His Son, and in sending His Son. And when appropriate, when the time might occur, sanctify the Lord God in your hearts and always be ready to give a defense to anyone who asks you for a reason for the hope that is in you, with meekness and fear. We too are a people of unclean lips. But it's not a coal from the altar of incense in the temple of the Lord in the hand of a seraphim that cleanses our lips. For this is the altar of the New Testament in the blood of God's Son, which is poured out for us in the forgiveness of sins. Our lips are not touched by a coal from the altar. Our lips are touched by the very body and blood of God in human flesh. We are made clean, fit for the presence of God, and fit for His service. Do not fear. Amen.
Amen.
By the peace of God, which passes all understanding, move peace your hearts and your minds in Christ Jesus. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen.
Lift me up with heart, O God, and
It is sweet and right, so true.
who with thine only begotten Son and the Holy Ghost art one God, one Lord. And in the confession of the only true God, we worship the Trinity in person and the unity in substance of majesty co-equal. Therefore, with angels and archangels and with all the company of heaven, we laud and magnify thy glorious name, evermore praising thee and saying,
Holy,
peace of the Lord be with you always.
Oh,
given unto death for all of your sins.
Take and drink. This is the true blood of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, shed for you for the remission of your sin. The body and blood of our Lord strengthen and keep you steadfast in the true faith and the life everlasting. Depart in peace. Amen.
Amen.
This is the true body of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, given unto death for the forgiveness of all of your sins. Take it in, the true body of Christ. Take a drink. This is the true blood of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, shed for the remission.
Strengthen and keep you steadfast in the true faith and the life everlasting. Depart in peace. Steadfast in the one true faith and the life everlasting. Depart in peace. Thank you.
Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, you are lifted up for the forgiveness of all your sins. Take and eat. This is the true body of your Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, given unto death for the forgiveness of all of your sins. Take and drink. This is the true blood of your Savior Jesus Christ, shed for the remission of all of your sins.
Body and blood of our Lord, strengthen and keep you steadfast in the one true faith
until life everlasting.
Depart in peace. Amen. Savior Jesus Christ, shed for you for the remission of your sin. Take and drink. This is the true blood of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, shed for you for the remission of your sin. Body and blood of our Lord, strengthen and keep you steadfast in the one true faith unto life everlasting. Depart in peace. Amen.
Amen.
Thank you.
yet for you.
Given into death for the forgiveness of all of our sins. Take it.
was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
We give thanks unto the Lord, for he is good.
And his mercy endureth forever.
We give thanks to thee, Almighty God, that thou hast refreshed us through this salutary gift. And we beseech thee that of thy mercy thou would strengthen us through the same in faith toward you and in fervent love toward one another. Through Jesus Christ our Lord, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Ghost, ever one God, world without end.
Amen.
The Lord be with you.
And with thy spirit.
Bless we the Lord.
Shine
upon you and be gracious unto you. The Lord lift up his countenance upon you and give you peace.